best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Have you ever watched Maury Povich and just thought, this is so wonderful. I wish I could bring the experience into my own life.
No.
Well, now you can. Now you can. NBC Universal has turned the show into a board game called You Are Not the Father.
Oh, my gosh.
And no, apparently this is not a joke. It's available for pre-order on Amazon, and it'll be shipped by the end of the month. So just in time for Christmas shopping or for your white elephant work parties, this may just be the gift I get of everyone this year.
Dare I ask how you play this game?
See, the specifics are a little vague, but they're calling it, quote, hilarious party game, which challenges players to prove their non-paternity through a series of outrageous accusations and laugh-out-loud arguments.
Wow. Okay.
So it kind of sounds like you're trying to win arguments so you can gain audience popularity, which somehow ups your chances of innocence.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
So Amazon's selling the game for $19.99, and it's strictly intended for adults, it says.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, all right. I can see that. I can see. Let the kids go to bed first before you play this one. Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know, if you're familiar with this show, I joke around about the future in-laws being board game zombies that
right.
They get together and it's games. They always have to play games. And just in time for the holidays, I think I'm bringing a new board game around.
Oh, are you going to bring You Are Not the Father your in-laws board game nights?
I am.
I feel like you're asking for it, man.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Tables were made so we don't eat on the floor. Tablecloths were made so we don't eat on the table. Placemats were made so we don't eat off the tablecloth. And plates were made so we don't eat off the placemat. Your nickname will always sound lame if you pick it yourself. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. Fitzrod and Rubber Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Meth. We're on it. That's South Dakota's new anti-drug campaign. Now, yeah, you might think that's funny, but state officials say the meth problem in South Dakota is no laughing matter. That the meth we're on it is now being mocked all over the internet as people are trying to figure out if the state was tackling the meth crisis or just using the drug. You determine.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Nobody heard that and said, wait a minute, you guys. Wait a minute. Do we want to do this?
They paid $500,000 to a firm out of Minnesota to come up with that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so it wasn't even like some bureaucrat like.
No, they actively looked out for an ad agency. They found one in Minnesota, gave them $500,000, and they came back with meth.
Oh.
We're on it.
No.
Now, it's really no laughing matter because apparently in South Dakota, twice as many teenagers between 12 and 17 have reported using meth in the past year compared to the national average.
Wow.
12-year-olds, bro.
I mean, that is serious. Like, and worth doing some sort of a campaign to bring better awareness and education about it. But meth, we're on it. It's like that is what you want to use? Is that the kind of campaign you want to have? That is a mixed message.
That is definitely true, but look at this. You got a couple of yahoos in Columbia, Missouri, talking about the anti-drug campaign in South Dakota, and it's gaining national attention that if they were just to come out saying, meth bad, no one would bat an eye at it, and they would still be struggling, but now it's becoming in the national eye. But then, on the other hand, too, if they were any higher, they'd probably just be North Dakota.
All right, and
bada bing, bada boom, waka, waka, waka! Oh.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Larry King is now 86 years old. Congratulations, Larry. You now are as old as you have looked for the last 50 years. Keanu Reeves is a floating head in the next SpongeBob movie, which tells me the only other people who smoke weed more than SpongeBob fans are SpongeBob writers. Jeez.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
I got it done!
You need to be more specific, I think.
I got it done!
That's not more specific. That's
big buck down!
That's specific, yeah! Yeah!
Sunday afternoon, opening day, I shot a really nice 10-pointer.
Sunday afternoon, opening day.
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm still caught up in buck
excited.
Fever.
You're still excited. I get it.
You can see the pictures on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Now, I got to see something for the first time that I've never seen in the woods before. That I'm just going to start from the beginning. That I'm on this hillside, and on top of the hill on the other side of me, on this power line, it's about 350 yards, and at the bottom of the hill, we're at about 180. Okay. So I have it all ranged, and it was just after lunch. I got back out early, because in that spot, the deer like to move between like 1 and 3 o'clock. So the sun's out, I'm starting to warm up, I got a belly full, I stretch, because I don't have a blind, I'm just sitting in a chair in this tall grass, and I stretch, and I see two deer just jump into the timber.
Yeah.
And I'm like, son of a bitch! How did I not see them? And the one time I stretched! Like, come on!
You were lethargic after lunch.
So I got the grunt out, and I just grunted at them to see if I could get one to pop back out.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the doe popped back out at the bottom of the hill. She was acting really funny. She kept looking over her shoulder, looking back in the timber, and I was like, oh, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
There's something. And then she just darts back into the woods. Didn't like walk, just like boom, gone. So I grunt again, and now they're up on the top of the hill. They pop out on top, and it's just the doe. But she's literally prancing. Like, her tail is up, her ass is up, and she's jumping around out there, smelling all these trees that have been hammered from bucks before, and looking back over her shoulder, like, are you seeing me? And she's dancing, like prancing around, jumping in the air. Sure enough, this stud just slowly comes out of the woods. Like, it was almost like something on the dance floor of, you got Karen out there dancing in the dance club, and then the man, her man, leaves the bar and just slowly walks out, like, you got it, babe.
Strutting.
I'm coming for you. It's you and me. And he comes strutting out, and he's at 350 yards. So she's dancing around. He's just hammering trees and then looking at her, and she like looks back and dances around again.
Yeah.
I mean, they were totally just flirting with one another.
Right.
It was insane to watch. And I tried grunting at him. I was like, come on, man, get a little bit closer. 350, come on. I got a 243 shooting sticks. I've shot that distance before. I'm comfortable doing it. I would just prefer if you're around 250.
Sure,
like,
right.
Can I get you around 250?
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah.
So I grunt at him, and he literally looks, and if he could shrug, he would have shrugged at me and just went like, dude, do you not see what I got going here? I got
right.
a sure thing.
Yeah,
like,
this
what
is happening.
Am I, yeah, I'm not going to come mess with you. I got a sure thing over here. And I rattled at him really hard, and again, he looked at me like, dude, I'm not getting in your nonsense. I'm not getting in your bar fight when I got a girl ready to go on the dance floor. So I could not get him to budge whatsoever. So I was like, okay, here we go. Did some deep breaths, did some relaxation, calmed right. myself down right. a little bit because it was a big buck. Got the shooting stick up, had him dialed in, and boom, let one fly. I was confident in it. It was a good shot, but he didn't even flinch.
Really?
Didn't even move. The doe didn't move. She was still dancing around down there. He didn't move. He just looked back down at her, and he walked a little bit slower. So I was like, well, what happened? But then he hit a tree again. Not as hard as before,
yeah.
But he still went down and hit a tree. I'm like, what? Okay, guns back up. Boom! Doesn't even flinch again.
What?
And he's slowly just walking towards the timber. Just a casual walk, hitting a tree here and there. So another one. Boom! I ended up shooting at him. I'm not going to lie. I was going to shoot until he fell over.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to take a chance.
Right.
Shot at him five times.
Five times? Five times.
350 yards. That's a ways out there.
Goodness.
Had a beautiful grouping. Because because this deer was so horned up. He was so tunnel vision on getting laid. He didn't even flinch after I put two through his lungs and nicked his heart.
Wow.
Like, I hammered him. I hit him just where you're supposed to, but he was so rutted up and just so focused on that doe, he just slowly walked down before his body just gave out and he collapsed on me.
Wow.
I've never seen it before.
What were you feeling after, like, shot number three?
Oh, man. I was like, you got to be kidding me, because I couldn't get a reaction out of any of them. Even the gunshots, the sounds, like it didn't even faze them. They were so locked in on getting their freak on the dance floor out there that they were oblivious to everything around them.
That is wild.
Oh, no, he was so rutted up. He came and he had that smell, that sex pheromone that they released. Like, he just reeked. They just reeked of dirty, dirty bar bathroom sex.
Okay, that was too far.
But you can see the buck super proud of it. Gonna go get it put back on the wall thanks to Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, and oh man, I can't wait. It was a very successful hunt.
It's a good looking deer, man.
And I gotta throw a little jab out there. I was the only one at deer camp to get a buck. To get a deer.
Nice. Look at you go.
Flexing.
All right.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
The arms of your chair are chairs for your arms.
If we all actually lived each day as though it were our last, the human race would end very quickly.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
First thing I did when I got back from deer camp, I didn't even unload my stuff. I plopped on the couch and I watched the second episode of Mandalorian on Disney Plus.
I mean, it is that good. It is.
Which I found, I was really curious on your opinion, because after we watched the first episode, we had a review on the show, and I was talking about how cool this was, and Disney finally did something right by getting a Marvel director to come in and do the series, and Jon Favreau. And you were just like, you know, it was good.
It was good, but I wasn't losing...
all the hype, we were all losing our minds.
Yes, and I wasn't losing my mind. Everybody else on the internet was like, this is the greatest thing since the original trilogy, and I was like, this is good, but I'm not sold yet.
Because after the second episode, I was sitting on my couch going, if Trevor's not on board after this, bleep him.
No, I am.
Because I thought I was living in a bizarro world, because usually I'm the one that's very critical of Disney Star Wars,
yes,
thinking it's
over the top
trash.
Critical. Over the
and
top.
You're always fanboying out over everything, that we had reversed roles there for a second, but now we're on the same page that Mandalorian is legit.
Baby Yoda, which it's not actually Baby Yoda, but it's just a baby of Yoda's species, was adorable.
So adorable.
Absolutely adorable.
Oh, he was using the Force!
I
was like, oh, you're using the Force!
The action that's going on is awesome. They're already laying some groundwork of some, like, what is going on here? Like, a lot of questions that you have that you really want to know the answers to. And then the Mandalorian himself, I mean, the character, you know, we don't know too much about this person after two episodes. But we talked about this before of how so far, like, he's supposed to be a Mandalorian, this great warrior race. Like, you know, like he even says, like, having a gun on him is part of his religion. Like, that's a thing. And he keeps getting his ass handed to him.
Getting hammered all
just
the time.
Always, like, in some sort of a scrape where either he is not fully in control and somebody has to come and save him, or he gets kind of lucky. We've only really seen one fight scene that I can think of where he was in complete control the entire time.
Yeah, like, he keeps getting ambushed and things like that. Like, dude, you're supposed to be, like, the elite bounty hunter, and everyone's getting the drop on you. Like, what is going on? Like, you're getting your ass kicked, but he's always coming out on top. But I just thought it was going
to
be...
But if he was always just able to do... Like, that would get boring after a while. Needs to be a little bit of... Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, no. Is he going to get out of this? You know, I mean, like, in at the end of the second episode here, like, at one point, his armor is completely mangled after the fight he was in. And it's like, oh, yeah. All right.
Like, my biggest bitch about it, it's only, like, 28 minutes long.
I know. And there's only supposed to be, like,
eight
episodes?
Eight episodes.
Yeah. I mean, already you can tell it's like, we're not going to get enough. We're not going to get enough of this. Like, we're going to have to wait for a second season. It's going to be forever. It's going to suck.
Oh, but it's so good. Well worth like the $7 a month for Disney Plus just to watch The Mandalorian.
A lot of people that I talk with are saying this is Disney's first time where they have done a Star Wars that felt like Star Wars.
No, that's true.
People who are very critical of what Disney has done so far.
And Baby Yoda.
And Baby Yoda. Oh, yes, Baby Yoda so is very adorable.
Baby Yoda.
I have to admit.
He's 50 years old. He's the best looking 50-year-old baby I've ever seen before in my life.
It's accurate.
He's so cute.
You're not wrong. Check out The Mandalorian Disney Plus.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Nick Cage will play himself in a movie. So it's going to be Nick Cage to play Nick Cage in a movie about Nick Cage. One could say it's a role of a lifetime.
No, how is that? No. All right. Lyft is pulling their electric scooters from several major cities, including Atlanta, Nashville, Dallas, and San Antonio, and they're dumping them all in front of your house.
And finally, yesterday was National Play Monopoly Day. So if you started playing yesterday, I can only assume you're about halfway through now.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Thanksgiving, and that means two things. Football and food. Lots and lots and lots of food.
That's true.
As in, eat until you can't move anymore. It's the one day of the year where you're literally expected to be the laziest of the gluttons. It's such a wonderful day.
Okay, wow. Yeah, all right, sure.
So what food do people like to eat most on Thanksgiving? No idea. Don't care. But thanks to a new study, we now know which food people hate to eat the most on Thanksgiving. Now, Trevor, you'll appreciate this because we've gotten into arguments on the air. I've lost them on our Facebook polls of what do you prefer, turkey or ham. I think turkey's overrated.
Ridiculous.
And you would find out my home state of Oregon, the most hated Thanksgiving food is turkey.
How? How? It's the whole point. It's the centerpiece of the meal. How?
Bleep your tradition,
like,
man.
If you don't, like, why even do it if you're not going to, like, do you guys have turkeys in Oregon? Is that a thing?
Yes, we
you have turkeys there? Like, I mean.
But especially, I grew up like 30 minutes from the coast, so there were times that we would have crab, we would have salmon, steelhead, ham, pork loin, I mean, steaks.
I mean, that's all well and good, that's fine, but you know.
Ain't nobody got time for your dry-ass turkey.
No, well, see, again, I feel like you're doing it wrong at that point.
Well,
like,
it's not me, I don't cook.
Well, okay, well, there it is, yes, okay.
Oh, yeah, I brought the turkey Hot Pockets. Oh, thanks, Shags.
Turkey Hot Pockets.
Limited edition Thanksgiving version.
Let us feast and give thanks. Hot Pockets.
So here's the complete breakdown of the top six most hated Thanksgiving foods. 6, turkey.
Wow.
5, pumpkin pie.
What? Yeah. Also, another like staple of the meal.
Number 4 was sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, sweet potatoes. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Number 3 is stuffing.
Stuffing, okay.
See, I can understand that because it's usually either really, really good where everyone's like, oh, my, your stuffing is delicious.
Right.
Or it's really bad where people just avoid it like the plague. There's no, you never get stuffing and just kind of go, meh.
No, usually not. Yeah, it's usually either really good or it's drowned in gravy so you can get it down.
Number 2 surprised me, and it's Missouri's most hated Thanksgiving food, green bean casserole.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's crazy talk. My wife, like, that's her favorite dish for Thanksgiving. If we don't have green bean casserole, then she's like calling foul.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a huge fan. And the number 1 most hated Thanksgiving food, cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce is fair.
Especially that canned garbage, man.
Yeah.
Half-assed Jell-O, doesn't know what it wants to be. Just stays in the shape of the can.
Like what?
Gross. And then they just chop it up and leave it in the dish. Like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, exactly. That's it. It's like, how what is the preferred way of eating this? Do I just eat it straight? Like, am I supposed to put it on a roll or something? Like,
the preferred way is just to scrape it right into the trash.
Oh, is that it? Okay, good.
That's the
preferred
way.
Open the can. into the trash can. Got
it. 15 minutes it takes to slide out of its can.
The suction cup sound.
Oh, so gross. Let us know what your most hated Thanksgiving food is on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Everybody wants to talk about how the early bird gets the worm, but nobody talks about how the early worm is eaten.
If you draw a penis on a vampire's forehead, there's no way he will notice it himself.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
You could be a cannabis reviewer and earn $36,000 a year to smoke weed.
That's a full-time job.
The Chiba.
Where you are just getting high all the time.
High grade. Smoke some grass, man.
Right. Wow.
But there's an online medical marijuana resource, and they need someone who will be responsible for sharing honest and reliable insights in the form of a written blog and on-camera videos. I could only imagine. You get me high and tell me I got to write a blog. I'm going to stare at the word "the" for like the next 45 minutes. Put a camera in front of me. I'm going to be like, huh? What?
Where am I looking at? What?
This works. Good stuff. Now, the job is 100% for real. And it's an important job, they say, that includes more than just getting paid to smoke weed. That they try to explain in the job listing. If you think that's the entire scope of this gig, this might not be for you.
Oh. What a buzzkill.
Yeah, hoity-toity weed makers. Jeez Louise. The applicant, they continue, needs to be physically fit and healthy in general to carry out cannabis product reviews regularly.
How physically fit do you need to be to smoke weed?
Yeah, I got to be running, jumping hurdles while I'm talking about your weed strain? Yeah. Like, get out of here.
He's sitting on the couch eating Cheetos. Come on.
Now, the job will include creating videos of how each cannabis product performs and differs from each other, as well as identifying the more notable products in the category.
So you're, this is good, this works. That's not going to work.
No. They're just getting so full of themselves anymore. Like, it's getting worse than the craft brews of like, oh, what strain is that? Is that an upper, or downer, an in-betweener? Right. Yeah. What, man, yeah. Good body buzz in this one. A nice after, what's that? Is that a note? Is that a note of walnut? I can feel it in my toe. Get out of here with this nonsense. Now, your role, you will be paid up to $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year as a salary. It all depends on personal experience and capabilities. Now, the reviewer will also receive free cannabis products that will be sent to you on a monthly basis for testing. And, of course, you have to be living in the U.S. or Canada and a state in the U.S., where marijuana has been legalized.
Sure, right.
They want you to send a bio or a resume, a headshot, or a link to a 60-second introduction video talking about your passion for this position.
Wow.
Which the company said is preferred to a headshot, and the applicant must also attach links to current social media accounts and at least 6 street names, slang terms, or nicknames for the marijuana so we know you're taking this seriously.
I imagine, like, every stoner who's listening who was really excited about this after you just explaining all that just went, what?
It's a lot of work, bro. I'll pass.
You're done. You're out?
I'm out.
Too much work.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A consumer safety group released its list of the worst holiday toys. Topping the list was Show Me How to Vape Tickle Me Elmo.
What? No. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman has turned 53 years old. If you ever wanted to see his Super Bowl rings, just tell him that Tony Romo is better than him on commentary.
Oh, because he'll punch you.
Well, he is better. No, he is.
That's true. And finally, Nutella is opening up a pop-up hotel called Hotel Nutella.
Oh, my gosh.
To get there, you got to take the Hershey Highway.
Don't. No.
That's a chocolate joke, you pervert.
No.
Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, my God.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was kidding. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
You don't have to keep your family Thanksgiving fights private this year. Now you can argue with your relatives while a bunch of perverts watch and listen in.
What?
A porn site called Cam Soda will cover the cost of your entire Thanksgiving dinner if you live stream the whole thing online so their users can watch.
And you're just eating dinner and just having a normal dinner. You're not doing anything else.
No. That they'll pay up to $250 to cover your meal, and all you have to do is set up a camera and live stream it, because apparently there's enough people that have Thanksgiving fetishes to make it worth Cam Soda's while. Nothing R-rated, not even PG-13 needs to happen. There's no nudity required. You just have to eat with the knowledge that a bunch of people are watching you, probably with their pants off.
What? This is news to me. I did not realize that this was something that had that connotation to it for people.
I know what I'm Google searching when I get home.
No.
Now, for legal reasons, everyone at your dinner has to be over 18 years old.
Of course. Wow.
Which is super creepy in itself.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So this might be more popular with, like, the Friendsgiving crowds, especially people in their 20s who might need a little extra cash and don't find the whole live streaming thing as creepy in general.
Still, everybody has to, I would think everybody has to know what's happening too, right?
Dude, you could become internet famous.
No, no.
Man, if you served bananas at yours, eat a banana, you could become an internet sensation overnight on this cam thing.
Once again, I eat a banana like everybody else eats a banana. There's
you
no
could
weirdness
be a cam boy.
Do not ever say that to me.
Set up
again.
A little
that
studio
is,
and you could just eat bananas all day.
This is inappropriate.
Cam
I don't like
Trevor.
This. This is weird. We're done.
Trevor, the cam boy.
Do not call me a cam boy.
If you're interested, you can sign up at Cam Soda's very, very not safe for work website, which I may or may not have already gone to at work, or send an email to thanksgivingcams@camsoda.com. Trevor.
No.
Come on.
This is incredible.
I'll buy the bananas.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Mozzarella sticks are nothing more than reverse mac and cheese.
Yelling at a plant to grow actually works, as you provide it with carbon dioxide needed for photosynthesis. Start growing!
Okay, all right, that's...
Oh, look, it worked.
Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts. Lee's Tire Company. It's dry and rubber. Lee sells at leastirecompany.com.
Everyone from California to Maine, coast to coast, north to south, east to west, we all say goodbyes. But for some reason, out here in the Midwest, especially Missouri, there are stages of a goodbye.
The Missouri goodbye.
I didn't know it was really a thing until I moved out here, and especially with the fiance, the future in-laws, nail the Missouri goodbye. Mm. It is quite the sight to see. I feel like it's part of a nature channel or something like that. That I have in front of me the 9 stages of a Midwestern goodbye that might as well just be the Missouri goodbye. So stage 1 is the whelp. And that's a signal. You're signaling to everyone else that you got to begin the process of leaving.
Yes. Okay, good.
That you're getting up, might grab a couple of things, and then the process has begun.
Indeed.
Number 2 is the hugs. Everyone gets a hug.
Everyone gets a hug,
which they should. Everyone deserves
a
hug.
Absolutely. That's saying goodbye to everybody. Like that, and that's an important thing.
So step 2 is the hugs. Now 3, the walk to the door. We haven't got there. We're just walking to the door.
Right.
Number 4, the doorway chat.
Yes.
Because now we're at the door, but we have to chat a little bit longer before we leave.
I can vividly remember my mom having her hand on the doorknob
for
30 minutes.
That's step 7, brother.
That's okay.
We're only at number 4.
I'm sorry.
The number 5, the we really should be going. Now, that simple statement signals that you must end the doorway conversation and begin the descent to the car, but right into step 6 is the second round of hugs. We got to get a couple of more hugs.
Well, I mean, we've been talking now for the last 30 minutes. Like, that's a long enough time of, okay, yes, goodbye again.
Number seven, the hand on the doorknob. We're getting close. We have a hand on the doorknob of the door to walk out of the house.
Yeah.
And then step eight is the slow open conversation. As you make your way down the driveway, there's still yet another conversation about whatever may arise. Who knows what time it is at this point? All you know that it's been at least long enough to digest the huge Midwestern meal you just ate, and it's about time for a snack.
Yes.
And then finally, step nine is the window wave, that you're in the car. The fiance likes to honk. We always honk and wave as we're driving out of the driveway, out of the cul-de-sac, out of wherever.
Right.
You got to let people know that we are actually leaving.
We have officially left.
We have signaled to them one last
Elvis
time.
Elvis has left the building.
We are finally on our way home. I cannot tell you. God bless them. I love them all. Now, I cannot tell you how many times I've skipped like step two all the way through eight and gave everyone a hug. I'm out the door, and then I'm standing in a driveway for another 40 minutes.
Absolutely.
Like, I have to go back in and be a part of the stages of a Missouri goodbye.
Yes, you do.
Because I'm getting cold. I'm getting lonely and cold outside, and the fiancé is still, like, on step two, and I've already gone through all nine steps.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
Oh, just in time for Thanksgiving, the nine stages of a Missouri goodbye. You can see it on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The human brain has shrunk by almost 20% over the past 20,000 years. At least we now have an explanation for Florida.
The NFL has upheld a six-game suspension of Myles Garrett, and he will not play again in 2019. But if Garrett can swing a folding chair like he does a football helmet, the WWE wants to talk to him.
I think he was just trying to put the helmet back on.
You think?
And finally, police caught country star Sam Hunt drunk driving through Nashville with two open beer cans in his pickup. Hunt has been arrested and charged with one count of being the biggest country stereotype ever.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Do you actually like getting sick? Because it finally means you get a break from life?
Oh my gosh.
According to a new survey, 29% of people say they actually like or look forward to getting sick once in a while because it means they finally get a break from their day-to-day responsibilities.
That's awful.
Yeah, isn't that a sad state of affairs?
Yes.
I mean, really looking at our society and modern life, that our best chance for getting a little relief is catching the flu, being sick out of both holes.
Because like it's not like you have a break to do whatever you want. Like, I mean, you're miserable. You feel awful. Like, ideally, I guess, and like if you're sick.
That's the important thing to bring up, is like when you're just not feeling well, take those sick days and enjoy it. Don't just take sick days when it's flying out both the top and bottom holes.
Okay, stop that.
Which you should. You should.
No,
you need to.
Absolutely, you should, yes.
But even those days where you're just kind of like the head flu, the sinus ache, you're just, I'm sick. But can I do my job? Probably. But still, take that sick day so you can enjoy
it. Take that day, you think, yeah?
Yeah. Because here are the top five perks of being sick. You get to catch up on sleep.
Sure.
Just getting to lay around all day.
Right, yeah. That's most of the time what you hate to do.
Binge watching TV shows.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Not having to do work. How is that not number one? How is that number four on the list?
But of course, all of these things are meant for you to get better. Like, you're doing all these things so that you get better.
And getting some me time.
Some quality one-on-one time, sure.
Those are the top five perks of being sick. Because even as a kid, being sick, the best thing about being sick was you got to miss school.
Sure.
And a very close second was Bob Bleepin' Barker.
Oh, Price is Right, man.
Oh, man.
Best medicine.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I would argue these are more silver linings than, like... Like good reasons to be sick. Like don't think of it that way. It's like, all right, there are some positives to being sick, that there can be some silver linings in there.
I mean,
still not good.
I totally understand this because there's some days that life just seems like to bog me down. That I'm out there licking handrails, begging.
No. Oh my
gosh.
Just
begging for a cough or a couple of sniffles. Like I need some time to myself.
That is disgusting.
It works.
Does it? Does it really? That's okay. Don't. No. No.
Oh, might be coming down with something.
We're not buying it. Nobody's buying it.
I might have to call in on Monday.
On Monday? Why? We have 2 days to...
I'm preparing. It's getting worse. Oh, it's getting worse.
Okay, no.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Applesauce is almost never used as a sauce.
It's risky to buy a soda right after an earthquake.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. Fitzrod and Rubber Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
You could win tickets to every classic rock show we get tickets to for a complete year with a KCMQ's golden ticket giveaway.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
You too can be like Grandpa Joe and dancing around a room while your crippled relatives are unable to get out of bed.
Right.
Because you have the golden ticket to every classic rock show we get tickets to.
And your kids are barely scraping by. Grandkids.
I think everyone would have rather Grandpa Joe got a golden job than a golden ticket.
Right, yeah, you know, a job to, you know, maybe bring in some gold. That would be nice.
But here's how you could win a year full of concerts. Starting on Monday, December 2nd, be listening to The Morning Shag at 7:35 for the KCMQ Golden Ticket Artist of the Day. And then when you hear a live cut from that artist played during your 9-to-5 no-repeat workday, just be caller number 7, baby, at 1-800-455-1967. Automatically winning a KCMQ prize pack, and then you're qualified to win the KCMQ golden ticket.
As is typical here at KCMQ, KCMQ workforce members get a little advantage.
Cheat codes, bro.
A little boost, a little bump, you know. Something to make it a little easier on them, which this time around is going to be giving you a rough estimate of when the song is actually going to play.
That's very helpful.
Yes, indeed. So, you too can be a KCMQ workforce member. It is free and easy to sign up at KCMQ.com.
Keep in mind that last year's golden ticket winner won tickets to over 16 classic rock acts. Just imagine how many you'll get to see next year. Been a lot of good announcements already towards the end of this year. Looking into the tour for 2020.
Yes, guaranteed you're going to get tickets to Journey in 2020. I'm working right now on Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary with Michael McDonald finally coming back, so that'd be really cool. Those are just two right now that are really guaranteed. Journey, Doobie Brothers is almost certain.
But I mean, Motley Crue just announced, so we'll be working on that tour.
Yeah, as long as
well,
they're coming through and we get the tickets, you're getting the tickets as well, right?
That's definitely true. Learn more at KCMQ.com. Your chance to win the KCMQ golden ticket giveaway.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.